When one looks at the parsha this week, one is astounded by really the width and breadth of both the number of mitzvos that are recorded and also the diversity of the mitzvos that are recorded. So the Sefer HaChinuch records 27 mitzvos asei and 47 mitzvos los asei, which is an enormous number of mitzvos to be contained in one parsha. Equally as impressive as the quantity of the mitzvos is, as I mentioned, the diversity of the mitzvos. So you have mitzvos that are bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaveiro, ones that are interact with Hashem, one in our interaction with each other. You have mitzvos that deal with times of peace, and you have mitzvos that deal with times of warfare. You have mitzvos that talk about someone who lives in a village, and you have mitzvos that talk about an agricultural cycle. So you really have the entire gamut, the width and breadth of mitzvos covered. And the question is there any connection? Is there any thread that goes between all these mitzvos that can kind of put the entire parsha together? So I believe that the entire parsha, the fact that it is so diverse, is exactly what makes the parsha so special. And I say that because of the following medrash. The medrash is found earlier in Parshas Devarim, in Vayeschanan, but the medrash says the following: L'chol makom shetelech, ha-mitzvos milavos oscha. The Medrash wants us to know that anywhere we go, mitzvos are supposed to guide us. And the Medrash gives examples, many of which are from our Parsha. So the Medrash says, Kitivne bayis chadash, when you build a new house, well, we have a pasuk, Ve'asisa ma'kele gagecha, so you have to build a fence around the roof. Imasisa l'chadelet, if you make a door to your house, we have a mitzvah for that as well. Shenemar chsavtem amazos beisecha, you have to put a mezuzah up. Im lavashta kelim chadashim, what happens if I want to buy a new cloth? Well, we know there's a halacha about that as well from this week's parsha, the halacha of shatnez. Im alachta legaleach, what happens if I want to get a haircut? Well, we know that there are halachos in Sefer Vayikra about that. Lo takifu pas roshchem, that I have to have payas. What happens if I want to take care of my field? So again, we have a pasuk in this week's parsha, Lo sacharosh b'shor uv'chamor yachdav, that I'm not allowed to utilize a shor and chamor together. What's the point of all of this? Medrash is showing us, again, the width and breadth of mitzvos, that no matter what I do, basically, there's a mitzvah that's going to cover it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Medrash, Hashem says, afilo lo haisa osek bedavar. Maybe you're not doing anything. You're not building a house, you're not getting a haircut, you're not putting on a new door, you're not putting on new clothes. Maybe you're just taking a walk down the street. Well, ela mahalech baderech, I'm just walking down the street. Ha-mitzvos melavos oscha. Mitzvos are even going to watch you, are even going to guide you, even when you're not doing anything. How do I know that? Shene'emar ki kare kan sipur lefanecha baderech. That as you walk along the way, and you happen to come across a mother bird and a... So there's a mitzvah that guides that as well. And so the point of the Medrash is that mitzvahs guide every aspect of our lives. Those that we purposefully, with intent, perform the mitzvah, and those where we're simply walking down the street and we happen to come across and encounter a mitzvah, so the mitzvahs are there to guide us as well. And perhaps that is the message of the entire parsha. Is there any connection? Is there a thread that weaves its way through any of the mitzvahs? Says the Medrash, yes. The thread of all these mitzvahs are that they are so random, that we do random things throughout our life. We walk down the street, we put on new clothes, we put on new doors, we build houses. We do a whole gamut of things every single day. And the Medrash wants us to know that no matter what you're doing, at every moment of your day, no matter what circumstance you're encountering, there's a mitzvah that's there to guide you. Probably one of the number one questions you hear from a teenager about their concerns about a life of mitzvahs is, why does God care? Right? You open up a Shulchan Aruch and you put on your right shoe and then your left shoe and then you tie your left shoe and then you tie your right shoe. Who cares about any of this? The answer is that all of this is supposed to create within us a mindset, an awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your lives. So does God really care whether I put on my right shoe first or my left shoe first? Maybe, maybe not. But I'll tell you what happens when you make that decision in the morning. You have now spent a moment thinking about Hashem. And so essentially what the Torah wants us to know is that throughout our day, at every aspect and at every juncture of our day, the Torah peppers it with mitzvos. Mitzvos that aren't meant to be done blindly. Mitzvos that aren't meant to be done mindlessly. but mitzvahs that are supposed to remind me constantly and consistently throughout my day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of my relationship with Hashem, of my obligations through His mitzvahs. And so therefore, that's what the Medrash says, L'chol makom shetelech, everywhere that you go, HaMitzvos Malavos Oscha. That perhaps is the message of a parsha, is that mitzvos are meant to guide us through every aspect of our day in a constant and consistent fashion.